Okay, so Machshir in Perek Aleph Mishneh Hey. Hamamachik is a krisha. If one pressed on a leak, again, there's water or dew inside it, so he squeezed it to get that out. Basochek saro, biksuso, and he was walking outside in the rain, and his hair or his cloak got wet, and he's squeezing that to get the water out. Rav Yossi Omer Hayotz in Vechiyutan. Rav Yossi says this is considered in Vechiyutan, because again, you wanted that water to come out. The Shabo, however, anything that remains, any of the water that remains either inside the leak or in your hair, in your garment, and in Vechiyutan, is not considered Vechiyutan. Because he wanted all of it to go out, what's remaining is no longer of concern to him. He doesn't want it anymore. And again, the Rav notes this is similar to Beis Hillel back in Mishnah Beis with shaking the tree. The water comes out. That is Vechiyutan. If any water, that water falls onto food, that is Hechshel Kabel Tumah. However, any remaining water will not be in that category, will not be Vechiyutan, and therefore is not Hechshel Kabel Tumah. My Mishnah of Hanofich Ba'adashim, if you blew with your mouth on lentils, Levodkam if Yafosim, to check if they were good. The way you determined if lentils were good is you would blow on them, and depending how much dirt and other gunk came out, that would determine if they were good or not. Rav Shimon Omer, Inan Bechiyutan. Rav Shimon says they are not Bechlun Bechiyutan. What are we talking about? Rav explains, spit came out of your mouth as you were blowing. That spit technically is considered liquid that could hechsher food the Kabel Tumah. So Rav Shimon says that that is not considered Bechiyutan. It was not your intention to get spit on the lentils, and therefore it's not considered such. The Chum or Bechiyutan, Chum disagrees and says, no, it is considered Bechiyutan, because when you blow, you know spit's going to come out, and therefore it's considered like that was your intention in the first place, because you knew that was going to happen. Continues the Mishnah, Ve'och shum shonim be'etzba'o, if one ate sesame seeds with his finger. The way they used to eat sesame seeds was by wetting their finger, putting their fingers in their mouth and getting some saliva on it, and then touching the sesame seeds, by which when they would touch the seeds, it would be sticky, and they'd be able to eat it like that. So you do it with one finger, but because you kept doing it, eventually saliva would build up on your entire hand. So the question is that saliva on the rest of your hand, is that considered bechiyutan? So Rav Shimon says no, because you only wanted to get on that one finger. You weren't trying to get it on the entire hand. So the rest of it is not, you're not machshiv the rest of it, and therefore it's not machshiv the Kabel Tumah. The Chum Omrim Bechiyutan. Chum say it is, because they hold by the principle at the beginning of the parak, we discussed as long as the tchilasu baratzon, afal bishen sofal baratzon, since the beginning of the process when it got wet was considered baratzon, even the end of it was. Now obviously if Shimon accepts the principle, but he says here it wasn't considered baratzon because your hand, you only intend your finger, not the rest of your hand. Continues the Mishnah, Hatomin pirosi b'mayim b'pnei ganavim enim b'chiyutan. If you hid the fruits in water because of thieves, you were afraid people were going to steal them, so you hid the fruits in water, that's not going to be b'chiyutan, even though it definitely got wet. You really don't want these fruits to get wet. You're only putting them there for they would have to hide them, and that's not considered like your machsha them. Maisa b'anji rishalayin shetamnu d'vleyasan b'mayim nasi karin v'tir lan chachamim. And there was a story like this where the people of Jerusalem hid their figs in water because of the Sikaran. Not exactly clear they were either thieves or some group in Yerushalayim that was maybe destroying food. And the Chachamim ruled they were tar. Again, because your intention was not to get them wet, even though you actively put them in the water. Likewise, the last case of the Mishnah. Let's say you're going down river, and so you place them in the fruits in the rapids of the river, and in order that they travel with you, you can't carry them, so you put them in the water to come with you. That's also not considered b'chiyutan. Even though you're actively putting them inside the river and getting them wet, you really don't want them to get wet. You're just using the currents instead, and that's not considered b'chiyutan. And that concludes Perek Aleph of Machshirin.